Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We're thrilled to have somebody like Peter Breen here on Talk Radio 1210 in Philadelphia. Hey, Peter, welcome in, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you, Dom. Thanks.
Well, I saw one comment. Attorney Peter Breen said the DOJ is treating Houck as if he were a drug lord or a mob boss.
Man, I have to tell you, we when Mark got the target letter, so you get a target letter when the U.S. government's looking at you. That was back in May. We had we have a distinguished former federal prosecutor, a guy who put some very bad people behind bars. He made two phone calls to the U.S. Attorney's office and then followed it up with a letter where we told them, you've got no case under this Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. And number two, if you decide to charge, even though you have no case, we'll present him. That's mm-hmm. it. There was not a need to send a single federal agent out into the field at all, much less 20 plus heavily armed with ballistic shields going to this peaceful man's home. I mean, Mark Houck doesn't have a criminal record to speak of. There's no indication of him committing any sort of serious crime like a drug crime or a mafia crime or any of that. There was this arrest was treated in a way unlike none that we have ever seen in the history of our firm. And so all we can do is say this was clearly for intimidating pro-life people, people of faith, from exercising their rights on the sidewalk and otherwise at the nation's abortion centers and in other places.
How high up in your estimation, if you could speculate, we're not saying this is definitive or legal, Peter, does this have to go? Because my suspicion, and the woman who's one of the deputies, I forget her name now, we've talked about her, though, had all this antagonism. Or does it have to go to the level of Merrick Garland to sign off on something like this?
Well, on the day of the indictment, you know, it was interesting. One of the reporters noted to me, she said, boy, this is odd. They're running the media out of main justice in Washington, D.C. And when you look at the press release, they said, we're going to have a trial attorney from D.C. come in and lead this prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
And you start, yeah, you look at that and go, you know, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania would not send 20 heavily armed agents. I don't even know if they'd have the authority to send 20 heavily armed agents to a person's home unless they were, you know, again, you know, some sort of violent criminal. And so this clearly went up pretty high in D.C. It's being run out of D.C. And whether it was the attorney general himself who either knew about it or signed off on the raid, you know it was one of his top assistants. This could not have happened without that kind of approval.
In your practice, does the FBI have any say in this about, you know, how many people to send? In other words, I can't even believe Merrick Garland or a deputy might say to send this armada that showed up. Do they have any discretion in the amount of people, even if they're going to so-called raid or go to the house?
Well, in a normal situation, you send a car.
Okay.
With two special agents in it. They knock on the door, allow you to get your personal effects, see your family off, maybe finish your morning coffee, get dressed for court. They don't come guns drawn nearly banging down your door, and they had battering rams ready if Mark didn't get the door open fast enough.
Yeah, I hear you, Peter, but I'm asking who has the ultimate say about what they want done here? Do you have a sense of that? Is it a Garland or a deputy, or does the – I'm trying to see how many people might be complicit in this complete overkill, and there's tension with the FBI. You know, they could send people there to be more forceful, but the numbers and the armament, do they decide?
Well, so here's the thing. The Attorney General earlier this year entered a de-escalation policy.
Okay.
In terms of law enforcement contacts. So this is within the purview of the Attorney General, certainly, and he's at least was interested in it, earlier this year. So we know that this is the sort of thing the AG is looking at or, you know, says he's looking at. Where you're going to get the answer to that is the U.S. Congress, a group of senators led by Senator Grassley, extremely distinguished, well-respected senator. Mm-hmm. Senator Toomey signed on to that letter. They asked some very particular questions that I would not want to be on the other end of. One of those questions was, who authorized this raid? Who knew about it? And so we hopefully through the congressional process will get the answer there. But again, I think the point needs to be made. We were going to bring Mark in.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a need to deploy a single agent here. Here's the other thing. Mark's the target letter they handed Mark. A federal official came and found him on the sidewalk at the Planned Parenthood and handed him the letter. If they really wanted to arrest Mark and not just, not let us present him, they could have gone because he's at the Planned Parenthood. He was at the Planned Parenthood every week. They could have just gone the same time they went and gave him the letter. Yeah, go send two agents, pick him up and take him in. It was so unnecessary to send this armada out to his home. Again, we have never in our 25 years of being in existence as a public interest law firm, we've never had this happen to a client. This is just utterly outrageous. I have to tell you, too, in interacting with some of the congressional staff, they kept asking us, they're going, does he have a record? Is there some, you know, is there some there? And I'm going, no. I mean, with Mark Houck, what you see is what you get. It's just a peaceful family man with a Catholic men's ministry.
And when you have seven kids of varying ages, but some of them very young, the obnoxiousness of this then is un-American. This is way beyond the pale. And that's why it's so important to have someone as talented as you. And I don't know how much you know McGonigal, who is signed off here, criminal defense attorney in Philadelphia, but this guy, they're in for, between you and him, my goodness, this is going to be a case that will blow open this weaponization here that is un-American.
Absolutely. And so we believed it was important to hire the best criminal defense attorney in Philadelphia, one of the best in the country. And so we've set up a website, defendlifetoday.com, defendlifetoday.com. for folks to get updates, you know, financially support the case. And so we are, our strategy is, if we can take the DOJ in a high profile case like this, the first big prosecution that the Biden Department of Justice has brought under the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, and we can deliver them a big loss, and the federal prosecutors almost never lose. But if we can do it, that will hopefully stop them here so that they don't do this to any other family and to any other pro-life or person of faith anywhere else in the country. So that is our hope, a very sincere hope, that we are able to get this done, and we're on track to do it.
Absolutely. One other area, too, and this is because listeners are bugging me, and I have one of the principals here in you. Would the Attorney General of the state be notified about something this as a matter of course, do you think?
Well, and so, you know, our initial inquiries were the initial pushes against the federal government. Mm-hmm. But Ryan Marie, that's Mark's wife, you know, after everybody was gone, or nearly everyone was gone, they finally brought her the warrant, which she had asked for, the arrest warrant. And in the picture she has, there may be four cars still there, but that's, you know, one of the pictures you may have seen where they've got the ballistic shield, guy with the long guns. But one of the cars, very big letters, it says trooper on it. So you had Pennsylvania state troopers assisting at this arrest.
Wow.
So there are serious questions that need to be asked of the governor of Pennsylvania and of the attorney general of Pennsylvania. Why did you send your people in against a peaceful citizen of your state? of the Commonwealth. So why did you do this is a very strong question. I would hope folks would ask. And I believe everybody's up for election right now. So it's a particularly good time to ask those questions before you, you know, send folks before you decide.
How do we get an answer to that? You're saying the media, but I mean, we won't be able to, I guess, in any kind of state forum or whatever. I mean, you guys got your hand full at the federal level. You've just given me, thank you so much, Peter. We pride ourselves. Look, I'm a law school dropout, so I practice without a law degree. I came to do this in my final year at Rutgers. Just kidding. I don't really practice. Yeah. But they're consumed with this because this attorney general in Pennsylvania is very good at masquerading and walking a line here. But a state trooper vehicle there is an indicator that somebody signed off on that, without a doubt, governor, attorney general, maybe several somebodies at least were aware.
Yeah, and I would have your members of the legislature make those inquiries. I mean, that is perfectly valid for them to get out front on this. Again, we've been focused on the federal side, and, you know, it's federal charges, so that's really where we are. But if I were a Pennsylvania resident, I would be livid that my law enforcers were in any way part of this injustice.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. And again, just one other thing. Daily Caller has just some of the stuff, too, that shows how this was already settled, or that the fact pattern, and I guess McMonagle maybe, and you also will take a look at that, that there was one pushing that went on here, maybe one shove, not two, and a bunch of other things. I think what will happen here, I can't imagine. I guess the Fed's argument is going to be essentially they're sending a message about this, the seriousness of this. If you're anywhere near an abortion clinic in this, and then it's going to depend, though. It's one thing if they throw the book at him, I think, and went after him on this because it's vis-a-vis an abortion clinic. But it's another when all the evidence points to the fact he would surrender. There's no issue here. He still can't show up in this manner, no matter how serious the ultimate court case might be, is what I'm saying.
Right. And look, if a crime were committed here, it was a local crime.
Right.
Philly DA refused
yes.
to prosecute. They brought this private criminal complaint. It was thrown out by the local courts because the alleged victim didn't show up. On the federal side, Thomas More Society attorneys won a case in 2019, just 3 years ago, on this very issue in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, the Sulpizio case. It's where there was a pro-life sidewalk counselor and there was an abortion escort, and they had a couple of scuffles. And the judge said, look, the tussle was about positioning on the sidewalk, not about restricting people from having abortions. Well, here's the thing. In this case, we're in an even better position. You know, the alleged victim, the 72-year-old man, walked over away from the abortion clinic gates to go harass Mark's 12-year-old son. I mean, that is an entirely – there's nothing having to do with abortion there. It's a 72-year-old man who should know better getting into an altercation with the dad of a 12-year-old he's harassing. Has absolutely nothing to do with abortion.
There's probably footage of that, too, given abortion centers. Most of them have cameras, I would assume, right?
Well, and we are, I mean, that corner, that particular corner, as I understand it, there on Locust, is very well cameraed. So we are waiting for discovery. The U.S. Attorney's Office has to provide us with the various, you know, evidence that they are using to support their charge. And, you know, we're very much looking forward to seeing it. It'll probably be under a protective order, so we can't necessarily talk about it or show it to you, but it will help us to even understand, you know, what could they possibly be thinking?
Right, exactly.
Because, yeah, if you read that indictment, it doesn't say anything about abortion patients, and I know for sure there were no abortion patients around when the altercation occurred.
Just so you know, but you've probably been filled in on background. I don't know if it's helpful, but I always try to give anything I can to someone like you in this case. It's a notorious situation. We had a former state rep who's a former football player who ran for lieutenant governor, violate several things, it's believed, and the legislature went after him, accosting people who were praying the rosary there. Some of them were teenage girls that he wanted to dox, for example.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, you guys, I mean, that particular abortion facility, I mean, the issue of abortion in the Philadelphia area specifically is that it was national news.
And yes.
So this
okay.
is, Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand what the Department of Justice in D.C. was thinking, that this is going to be their first case. I mean, this is the best they could do.
Wow.
Hundreds of abortion clinics across the country. This was the worst they could find against pro-life advocates, peaceful pro-life advocates on the sidewalk. I think it speaks high volume. You know, it gives us high marks on the pro-life side for what we're doing and the peaceful nature of what we're doing. But boy, you know, we are going to mount the strongest defense possible with our, you know, Defend Life Today with you know, Brian McMonagle, our local counsel, who is, I mean, he is a, he's going to lead on this. We are going to put together a great defense, the best defense humanly possible for Mark, and hopefully secure that not guilty verdict.
DefendLife.com. People can go there, get more information, and contribute.
Defend Life Today.
Yeah, Defend Life Today. I'm sorry, DefendLifeToday.com. And I've seen, Peter, the contributions. People realize this is so out of – it's a big moment here. And if you win, it sends a message to stop some of this weaponization.
Yeah, I mean, imagine we get a not guilty verdict, and Mark and his family can go – when they call Merrick Garland in, Mark and his family can go to Congress and have Merrick Garland personally apologize to them for what he did to them.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing you on Friday, Peter. This is great stuff. Thank you for honoring us today by coming on.
Hey, great to be with you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.